Listen on Demand, brought to you by 680 News.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you for being here today. I'll be taking questions afterwards, but in respect of the situation, I will be only taking questions about Mr. Alexander. This is a very sad day for Ontarians. Although at his great age, we knew it was coming, it's still hard to believe that Lincoln Alexander has passed on. He was such a vital figure right to the end. When he entered a room, he dominated by the force of his personality. Most recently, just about 2 weeks ago, downstairs at a reception. I and my recent predecessors always knew that when Link attended an event, whether out in the community or here in the suite, people present would cluster around him, eager to bask in his kindness and his humor. I often said, when I was in such situations and when Link was there so that everyone could hear it, especially Link, that Link's problem was he thought he still was Lieutenant Governor, and he enjoyed that line very much. He loved Canada, he loved Ontario, and he loved Hamilton, and we will miss him very, very much. To paraphrase Benjamin Disraeli, the legacy of Lincoln Alexander is the memory of a great name and the inheritance of a great example. But of course, we all remember that no matter what you called him, he would reply immediately, "Just call me Link." That was just the kind of guy he was. He spent his life carving out firsts, partner in the first interracial law firm in Canada, first person in Canada's black community to become a member of parliament, first person of color to be appointed to the federal cabinet, first black lieutenant governor of the province of Ontario. More importantly, through a lifetime of achievement, he carved out a path for others to follow. Because he never accepted anything less than respect between people of different color, ethnicity, and religion, he was a role model for all Canadians. He was beloved in his hometown of Hamilton. The people there quite wisely voted him the greatest Hamiltonian of all time. He was known to everyone in Steeltown, also as Link. And of course, the parkway named after him is known as the Link. And of course, he always got a chuckle out of the parkway being named after him because he never ever did get a driver's license. Throughout his life, even after he left public service, Lincoln Alexander continued to advocate on a range of issues, from racism to education. He inspired young people of every creed and color to stand up and speak out on racism and bigotry. I send my sincere condolences at this sad time to Link's son Keith, his daughter-in-law Joyce, and granddaughters Erica and Marissa, and have already spoken to his wife Marnie, who brought him so much comfort in his final months. We pray that he rests in peace. A final few thoughts, just for detail, really, for your information. The province will be organizing a state funeral for the Honorable Lincoln Alexander. The details of the funeral, as you can appreciate, are still being finalized, and they will be made available as soon as they're confirmed with the family. And we invite you to visit ontario.ca for further details. And if anyone has any questions now about Lincoln, I'd be glad to try to address them. There's a good number of them. I was reflecting on this yesterday because this morning I happened to be at the Lieutenant Governor's games at Variety Village, which Lincoln attended for all of his years as Lieutenant Governor. And it happened yesterday that there was a Variety Village luncheon as a preparation to the games. And at that time, I had the opportunity to talk about it. And back in the days when I was a reporter myself. And I just happened to be covering that edition of the Variety Village Lieutenant Governor's games. And it was right near the end of the games. Most of the kids had disappeared, had moved on back to their schools. And I needed to wait until the very end to get a chance to ask him a few questions. And he had a handful of medals left, and that was the key for the games, that every kid, no matter how they did, everyone got a medal for participating. And he came up to this little guy and said to him, "So how have you enjoyed the games?" And he said, "Oh, Mr. Alexander, they were just wonderful. It was so great. Can I please have another medal?" And so Link chuckled. We all chuckled. There's only a handful of us left at this point. And so he pulled out another medal, and he went into the full treatment of the presentation. "I, Lincoln M. Alexander, as the personal representative of Her Majesty the Queen," and he rolled it all out. And this little fellow was just beaming, of course. And that's just kind of the kind of guy he was. I remember that one very, very clearly because it was very early in my career. Well, he was a trailblazer, and I think in any time society encounters a trailblazer, there's a special onus on that person or that group of people. And in Mr. Alexander's case, he wasn't just an MP, he was a very good MP, and it was no surprise that when he retired from politics, he was appointed lieutenant governor, and a very good lieutenant governor. In fact, I'm absolutely confident that he will be ranked as one of the very best lieutenant governors of the 20th century, if not, you know, in the top three or four of all time, quite frankly. So I think that's why it was important. He would have done a good job, whatever his background or ethnicity was, but being a black Canadian, I think it was obviously had a huge impact at a time when it was obviously not the norm to have someone who was black in the parliament or in the cabinet, for that matter.
What
issues were close to his heart? Well, during his term of office, youth and education were very important. He loved interacting with young people. That's why he got so much fun out of the Variety Village games. They told me today, and unfortunately the word came down just as I was attending the game, so it was a bit of a somber tone, but they said that at the end of various games, when all the sandwiches would come out, he would just get down on the tumble mats with the kids and dive into the chicken nuggets and the sandwiches and the cans of pop and things like that. So he loved interacting with children. The Lincoln M. Alexander Awards are for young people who've succeeded and accomplished great things. Obviously, though, I would say that there was a theme that ran through, and that is a support of multiculturalism and a determination to stand up to racism wherever it occurred. And I mean, he has told me on various occasions about the then nasty letters that the office would get directed at him because of his color, and or phone calls that had come in or messages that were left. And so even though that was in the late 80s and the very early 90s, it's hard to believe, but that was still going on. So it was something that was always close to his heart, and something that he fought right throughout his entire career.
Is there something that you've taken from your relationship with him and applied to your current position?
I have, and I suppose part of it is just something of a little bit of osmosis of having had the great opportunity of watching him as lieutenant governor, as I covered various events in that time period when he was lieutenant governor. But we talked on various occasions before and shortly after becoming that I assumed this office, and he talked to me about the importance of constantly interacting with average people, with not just attending the big functions in the big city, but to be sure to get to the smaller functions in the smaller towns, because people there were just as interested in seeing Her Majesty's representative as they were in the big city. And he was absolutely correct, and that was something that I found out very, very early in my term of office.
What do you think Lincoln Alexander's legacy
will be? Wow, that's a really great question. I think one of the, you know, the constant themes we see in Lincoln and what in his autobiography, you know, go to school, little boy, he firmly believed in education, firmly believed that notwithstanding the barriers that he faced as a black person, as a black student, that education was the key. And that if you were prepared to put in the work, do the hours, achieve on that academic level, that in this country you could succeed and you would succeed. It was not an if, but that you would. And I think the legacy, that was what he believed and has written about it quite eloquently in his autobiography. And I think what you see in his lifetime of accomplishment is that he practiced what he believed. He really did. He was a very successful lawyer. He was a very successful politician, and he was a very successful lieutenant governor. He just simply kept trying to achieve. Well, I think, for one thing, I don't know who my successor is going to be, but if it's another person of color, that will be absolutely no surprise whatsoever. That's for one. And I think especially within his town of, within the city of Hamilton, I should say, I think there will just be very, very special memories about him and how he has influenced that city. How he influences Ontario, I'm not sure. I think we'll see that get played out in the decades ahead as the winners of the Lincoln M. Alexander Awards, as these young people move on into positions of responsibility. And if the tweets that I've read and the emails that have and the postings that we already have had on our website, as we've, I should mention that we have placed a memorial page on the Lieutenant Governor's website, and it allows people to offer electronic condolences and post them there. But in reading those postings this morning and some of the tweets that I've seen, it's absolutely amazing the range of people and how they've all said how he influenced them in some way, shape, or form. So we'll see in time what that legacy will be. But on the day of a person's passing, to have those many people talking about how he impacted them is part of that legacy right from the start.
Do you know how he
passed? I spoke with Marnie about an hour after he passed away. She was, as any grieving widow, was very sad, obviously. But it was not unexpected. You know, if he went peacefully, and just she said he just simply slipped away, and so that's a blessing in and of itself. And so she was just spending those final minutes with him, and knows that she's going to be surrounded by a lot of people, province-wide, in the days and weeks ahead. So I think she's doing as well as can be expected. Well, of course, we have to remember that when he was on vacation this past winter, he came back from I believe it was a Caribbean vacation, and had an aortic embolism, which is very serious. And it was just within hours of returning to Canada, and he was rushed to hospital, and emergency surgery was performed. And we had heard that, given that condition, and especially in an elderly person, that the prospects of surviving the attack are about 5%, and then the prospects of surviving the surgery is only about 5 or 10%. So, you know, he was 5% of 5%. And but when my wife, Ruth Ann, and I went to visit him shortly afterwards, a couple of weeks later, when he was well enough to receive visitors, we could tell that this had been a tremendous blow physically to him, this very, very serious surgery. And so he was in a reduced state from then on. And that, and living to a great old age of 90.
When was the vacation?
I believe it was February, if I'm not mistaken. It was fairly early this calendar year. I really couldn't answer that, but what I can say is that because he was so diminished because he had, this had been taking such a toll on him. We had, of course, the plans going on for the visit of Prince Charles and Camilla to the offices here on May 22nd, and all of the former lieutenant governors were invited to be a part of that. And that was his motivation for therapy and his physio activities. And they literally had a calendar right at the right in the wall beside his bed, you know, May 22nd, and that was the goal. And he got here, and you can see the pictures on our website of Lincoln meeting Prince Charles and Camilla. So, no, I think he was pressing on as hard as he possibly could. And then he was here for some various other functions during the summer. And we could see that he was quite significantly reduced, but he just kept coming back. Well, thank you very much. Thank you, Paul. Thank you, everyone. Pedro, good to see you. Thanks.